Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will officially say goodbye to Carol Riesch, the former general manager of the Water District, at today's meeting, and they will officially welcome her replacement. Riesch retires after 19 years with the district, and her replacement, Paul Heliker, comes with 30 years of experience at the local, state, and federal level when it comes to water and utilities. The supervisors will also hear a presentation from CAL FIRE and the Forest Service about the impacts of wildfires in the communities across the region. Residents are encouraged to take steps to protect their properties and structures with defensible spaces as the wildfire season gets off to an earlier than normal start. The Living with Wildfire presentation will expand on preparation and other issues rural residents face when it comes to wildfire. Several other items on today's supervisor's agenda deal with the County Aviation Division. Public Works Director Tom Mattson has asked for a transfer of more than $58,000 from the Aviation Fuel Truck Fund to the Arcata Eureka Airport to be used for the removal of airspace obstructions from trees near the airport. If approved, it will mean the Aviation Department won't have enough money to purchase a new fuel truck in the coming year. Mattson has also requested that the board approve a contract between the county and a consulting firm that is working with the Aviation Department on the airport improvement program at both Murray Field and the county airport. The bulk of the money comes from FAA grants, and the cost to aviation will be just over $16,000 for two $83,000 contracts. The board is also expected to approve a request that proceeds from fuel sales at the airport be used to purchase more fuel to ensure the airport has enough fuel on hand to be used and sold as needed. Mandatory evacuation orders for residents living near the Saddle Fire burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest have been lifted, and fire crews are making gains on the blaze. The fire was ignited last Tuesday by lightning, one of dozens of fires ignited in the past 10 days across the region. It was burning in steep, difficult terrain. The fire is more than 50% contained as of this morning, and it scorched just over 1,500 acres. The response to the fire was quick, and more than 1,200 personnel were on scene battling the blaze. Smoke from the fire could still be a concern in Willow Creek and Hoopa, and officials are hoping that slightly lower temperatures and higher humidity in the coming days will assist firefighting efforts as well. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Canyon Bridge in Garberville on Sunday spotted two people he was familiar with and whom he knew had warrants out in their names. The deputy contacted and then arrested 34-year-old Sean Stringfellow and 46-year-old Heidi Dirch. Both were booked for possession of hash, heroin, and meth after a search of their persons and belongings turned up the drugs. Stringfellow attempted to flee on foot but was chased down and taken into custody without incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's about 2 months early, but it's definitely here, that being wildfire season. Firefighters with local departments as well as CAL FIRE and federal agencies are battling wildfires across southern Oregon and northern California, as high temperatures, heavy fuel loads, and lots of lightning have seen fires flare up across the region. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Wood said that it's pretty early to see this much fire activity, and he doesn't see the situation improving over the summer.
We don't get that normally this time of year, and here we are. Things, as you know, are not predicted to be any better when it comes to rainfall. All over the state, the fire service is extremely concerned, and you know, the key is how do we get on these fires quickly, get resources to them before they grow in size.
Officials in the Six Rivers National Forest responded to about two dozen small fires last week, and smoke jumpers were used on more than one occasion to battle remote blazes. Wood said there are several factors to consider when deciding where to use limited resources.
It's very difficult then to be able to get the resources to those locations and work on that number of fires. You know, you're going to pick and choose how you're going to fight. What are they close to? You know, are they threatening the structures? What type of timber? You know, what's the best access? All those kind of things you have to try to deal with and pick and choose which ones you're going to start to work on.
The Saddle Fire burning northwest of High and Palm is the biggest fire currently burning in our region. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.